Hi, my name is Mike Matthews, and I want to welcome you to the Dream Center. I'm just so excited to know that you're interested in finding out more about dreams and that you understand that God has a plan for the day we live in to speak to people more so through dreams and visions than he has in the past. How do we know that? Well, because in Acts chapter 2, verse 17 and 18, God shares that in the last days, more people would dream and more people would have visions. That's exciting. The reason it's exciting is because we live in a day and age that people are so busy, they hardly have time to really process the information that they're seeing or hearing or even reading. That's why God chose dreams, that he could speak to people when their mind is relaxed and when their body's relaxed in the evening hours. Now, through this website, we want to share with you from a scriptural perspective how valuable dreams are and how much God really did use dreams for his people. And so we want to encourage you, and we're so excited for you that you recognize that, hey, dreams need to be searched out a little bit more than you might already know. And we see that God uses dreams to protect people, guide people, and influence people. But they have to be paying attention and not just ignoring the dreams. And in some cases, some dreams are complex and they're overwhelming, that God has given the gift not only of dreams, but he's given the gift for people to interpret dreams. And that's why it's so exciting today to know that God cares for humanity so much that he would speak to them when they're relaxed, when they're sleeping. And through the scriptural evidence, we'll share that with you, and you will be amazed and excited for yourself that God too has dreams for you. And also, we know that God's plans and thoughts are way higher than our thoughts. In the book of Isaiah, he shares that. Hey, I'm God, you're not. My ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. That's why I believe dreams help us align with God's plans and thoughts. Our thoughts are mere human thoughts. And so as God unravels the time that we're living in, he's sharing it through dreams and visions. And God has allowed people to receive them, but also he wants people to interpret them. So we encourage you that as you read through the website, as you read the articles or listen to the little sermonettes, that you would obey and say, wait a minute, God has chosen dreams to help people in our day. What a relief and what a blessing. And please, we encourage you to email us if you have any questions or maybe you have a dream that you want interpreted. We'll be blessed to be a part of that, but yet we don't want to interfere in any way that God speaks to you. We just want you to have an open mind and an open heart to realize God is using dreams today. May God richly bless you as you spend some time digging around, listening, hearing, but more importantly, paying attention to the dreams that God is giving you.